This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If the inflation number this morning didn't set off any real alarm bells, which it didn't, there was another economic data point out today that raised some eyebrows. Hot off the keyboards from the Commerce Department, we learned retail spending in January was lower than it was a month earlier. Nothing huge, off 0.3%, but we mention it because everybody had been guessing that retail sales would actually be higher. No, a single data point does not a trend make, but seeing how consumers have been oh so confident of late, we asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to dig in a little bit and see what's going on.
The retail sales report is made up of a long list of spending in a bunch of different categories. So it's full of these up and down spending arrows, red and green economic lights. For example, the American consumer spent less on automobiles in January than December, less on furniture and building supplies. Those were big drags in this report. On the other hand, consumers spent more on gas and clothes.
Electronics stores did well, and department stores did surprisingly well.
Chris Christopher is the executive director of IHS Market. Sum it all up, and Christopher says this report is a bit disappointing, but not troubling. Retail spending is still significantly higher now than this time last year.
So there is a little bit of life there in the consumer, and what we sort of think is maybe they're just taking a little bit of a breather after a very good holiday retail sales season.
The holiday season was so robust, it's not that surprising. There wasn't as much activity in January.
Barbara Kahn is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
They're also speculating random events like maybe the flu was worse or the weather might not have been, you know, the kind of weather that incents people to go shopping.
Bottom line, this is a blip, not a warning sign, says Steve Odland with the Conference Board.
It's a tiny speed bump in a steady, accelerating economy, and I wouldn't read too much into it.
If we were to see a string of similar reports in coming months, well, then that'd be a different story. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.